The Four Insights Radio Show.
Okay, so I promised you a special guest, and this is a very special one indeed, all the way from the other room. Welcome to my wife, Kirsty Pringle.
Hi, everyone.
So, do you want to say a little bit about yourself and your relationship with the Four?
Okie dokie. Well, obviously, I'm Steve's better half. I am naturally, it's funny actually how different we are. We're a bit like chalk and cheese, aren't we? I would say.
You could say that, yeah.
I am naturally a bubbly, positive, happy person, and my music taste kind of follows that as well.
Are you suggesting that's not the case with me?
Yeah, you're beautiful, and you have lots of positive thoughts, but generally I'm more enthusiastic than you about everything.
Okay, what about the Four then?
Oh, well, that's where... That's a whole nother ball game, isn't it? So I knew how important it was to you because you'd actually stopped playing stuff that we might like together and solely playing the Four. I knew how important it was to you. I was quite intrigued, I have to say, by the story of the Four. You know my thoughts about the music.
Yeah, we'll get to more of that later on.
You've already shared a little bit about that, haven't you? And I must admit, the music wasn't to my taste at all. But the story of the Four itself was really quite fascinating. And over time, I've obviously learned more. I've tried to keep the facts in my head. I know that I ask you the same questions often because it's not something that logs in my brain. I think that's probably because
You still can't remember the title of Blindness, which you still refer to as the one that goes dunga 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 dung.
Oh, it was so hard when I was trying to look for that for your birthday. Like, you can't type in a Google search the one that goes gadunga dung, can you? I had a stroke of genius and actually... Oh no, I didn't remember it. I just typed in Four's top songs or something and that came up. But I do remember... the night that I heard the news, actually, that Marky Smith had died. And you were away, weren't you?
I was in a hotel in Cwmbran.
And that's the one. And I just knew that you might not have heard, because I know that sometimes you don't always zone into the world of what's happening out there and the news and things like that. And I just had this overwhelming desire to tell you. I knew that you would be... quite upset about the news, and actually I felt upset on your behalf, and I felt upset obviously for his fans and his family and everything as well. And I remember trying to get a hold of you and just thinking, I need to tell you this news. And I remember actually you being quite stunned.
Well I got up from dinner, got back to my hotel room to discover 5 missed calls from you. I was panicked, so I thought something happened to one of the children.
Well, and it was quite, I remember that phone call and just saying, do you know? And I remember you having a few moments of quiet, actually, and I knew that it was a really big deal.
Yeah. So, I'll tell you how we're going to do this then.
Okay.
I've chosen 5 songs for Kirsty to listen to. 5 seem the appropriate number, as I seem to become known as the Fall in Fives. I've kept to the rules I was given. They're all under 4 minutes long, so I haven't given you any of the 10-minute epics to listen to. Kirsty's going to listen to them on headphones, the ones I've selected. I've selected 5, obviously, from across the various different eras, so you'll hear some of the different sounds, and we'll hear what you think. So if you want to pop your headphones on.
Yeah, I can hear. I know this one.
Well, I chose a fairly famous one. I should say as well, all of these ones are songs that are generally highly regarded by the Four community at large. They're none of the sort of more obscure ones of Michael's argument. Most people would consider these to be 5 good Four songs. Or most Four fans would, anyway.
Okay, well, I'll say it's upbeat to begin with.
Okay.
Can't you see? And I could imagine having a little bop to it. And I can imagine kind of getting into dancing and singing to this somewhere. Totally wired. Quite totally wired. Like poppy for the Four, really, totally, I guess. Wired. sounds like he's having a really good time. I suppose it's very of an age as well, isn't it?
Well, I should point out as well that this song was released 2 years before Kirsty was born.
Makes me feel young and you feel old. It's one of those that you kind of, I don't know, slightly repetitive, I have to say. It's like, I get the message. Got to the bit where he's not really, well, I was going to say he never really sings, does he? It's not really about singing, is it? I'm trying to imagine if I'd put this on to uplift me in the way that I use music. And it's quite a sort of uplifting song, I guess. He's doing that thing that he always does where he, like, pronounces the words and, like,
puts the syllable on the end.
Yeah, which I find a bit strange, but
I'm totally wired, and I'm always worried. And I'm always worried.
Well, that is one of the greatest Marky Smith impressions I've ever heard.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, not bad. As the fall goes.
Okay. Right, we're gonna move forward a little bit to this. This was after you were born, but I think you were only two when this came out.
Okay. Like the guitar. Again, quite upbeat. I do struggle to understand what he's actually saying. But then, that I sound like an old person, don't I? Modern music these days!
You sound like my dad when Top of the Pops used to
be. Yeah, I get that.
What do you think he's saying?
Getting rich. Is he? Is it going to be Guess the Lyrics?
No, I wouldn't.
I was going to say. Because they're random at the best of times, aren't they? Do you know, I hate to say it, but sometimes I'd really like the music without the lyrics.
Okay, or without the vocals.
Well, yeah. Actually the piece of music behind it I could kind of get on board with. Alright, who's that then?
That's Bricks.
Oh, okay. Not particularly distinctive, I don't think. But I was fascinated when I found out that he'd been married to Brix.
Yes, because you were aware of Brix before you knew anything, any connection with her in the fall.
Yeah, absolutely, from Got Kwan.
And I didn't know that.
And then you didn't know that! Yeah, it's just like one of those songs that's always in the background of our lives, I think.
She's saying, hit him on the head with a 2x4. She was wanting to make it quite cartoonish. You know, where people get whacked on the head with frying pans and things.
the guitar I quite like, actually.
Okay.
I can again imagine him dancing to this.
Do you mean the sort of the twangy guitar one?
Yeah,
that's one of that's a trademark of the songs that Prince wrote from the
Institute. Yeah, I like that. I actually, oh my goodness, I didn't think I'd come on and say I liked bits. I was totally prepared to say they were all rubbish. The thing is, I suppose, because when you've got it on, I just generally, like, it's the lyrics that you hear more than anything, but I know I'm, you know, being a bit more analytical this evening and not just saying blanket is rubbish. Now, I sort of can imagine having a good dance to that, actually.
Okay, so in terms of the two you've heard so far, Totally Wired and 2x4, which one do you like the better?
Oh, in some ways, 2x4.
Okay.
Interestingly.
All right. Okay. Right, so the next one is from the 90s. For those of you in the know, the Dave Bush era. So this would have come out when you were probably just towards the end of primary school.
Okay. When I was just starting to take a serious interest in music. Oh, it's quite different, isn't it?
Yeah. So what do you notice is different at the time?
Sounds a bit fuller. It sounds a bit more produced, I guess. It's got machines and stuff in it that I don't understand in music technical terms.
What's interesting you say that, because Dave Bush, who was a big influence at sound this time, was credited with machines.
Oh, right, okay.
That's quite prescient of you, well done.
I'm better than this at this than I thought I might be. Slightly Happy Monday-ish. Is that totally the wrong thing to say? Or?
No, it's at the time of Manchester.
Okay.
And some people who don't like this era so much tend to think it was all sounding a little bit too much like other people.
Like other people. Yeah, I get that. There's another influence as well. It's sort of Happy Monday-ish, but there's something else in there as well that I can't quite put my finger on. The farm, that kind of, I think it's about the layers of music. What is it, what is the machine stuff that goes on then in music?
It's the sequences and the synths. What you've got is I mean, this is when I was at university and just afterwards, so you've got the sort of merge of indie and dance stuff,
right? Okay. Yeah.
Which a lot of Happy Mondays being a prime example, yeah, of it, really.
Well, see, this bit that I'm listening to now, it could be slightly farmish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, baggy was the sound at the time.
Right, okay. Again, would quite happily listen to the piece of music without the lyrics. This almost sounds like it could be on an advert.
Yes,
was this so ever used?
No, they have been on adverts. Most famously, Touch Sensitive was on a Vauxhall Nova advert.
Yeah, it's sort of. Yeah.
But yes, I could imagine free range being used.
Yeah. It's a slightly more accessible musically. Again, just in terms of music that your average Joe might get into. It's the lyrics again that makes it, and the vocals that makes it slightly more.
I'll show you one of them. One of the worst videos ever made.
Like, I've got no idea what the songs are about, but, you know.
No, but I'll show you the video, which is them driving around Manchester in an open-topped car.
That's funny.
And you can't see because you can't hear the sound at the moment, but the syncing with the mouse is really bad. They look really uncomfortable doing it. That's Steve Hanley back there. But it is a pretty terrible video.
And yeah, it reminds me of something else, but I'm not quite, I can't put my finger on it tonight, but...
Okay, so of the three so far, which has been your favourite? Still 2x4, or...?
Oh, the thing is, you know what I'm like.
You like the one you last heard.
Last heard. Well,
this is absolutely true, yes.
Or the one play me a song enough times and I'll say I like it.
Oh, yeah, you can, well, apart from The Fall, you can mainly... or in general, you can force Kirsty to like a song by playing it to her very, very often.
It's just familiarity, isn't it, really? But that's interesting. Actually, on that note, that just shows that I've got a disconnect with The Fall because we have had pretty much nothing played. No, we do have other things, but you play The Fall a lot, don't you? And I still haven't kind of...
Yes. I mean, the things that we do have in common, we both like I Am Clute, Damien Rice, Longview. What were the other things we used to listen to?
Oh, God. Raylan Montagna, Frank Turner.
Yeah, quite like Frank, yes.
Kate Busby.
Or Kate Rusby, even.
Or Rusby. Where did Busby come from?
Right, we're going to move into the 21st century now. I'm going to play you something from 2003.
I wonder if it sounds like it's from 2003. Oh, you're gonna hate me.
What?
Sounds a bit Fratelli's. Oh, you should have seen the look on Steve's face.
I should point out, listeners, that the Fratelli's Chelsea Dagger is quite close with Fat Les's Vindaloo, my least favourite song
but
in the entire world.
But that's a little bit, and Vindaloo, that's a little bit what the background of this sounds like.
Don't you dare spoil, this is one of my favourite four songs, don't you dare spoil it.
Sorry. You're not hoping that by the end of this I love The Fall, are you?
Oh no, I had no ambition. So what do we think of this one?
It's the last refuge, but now it's me. And water's flowing down the I could actually get into the lyrics and the vocals of this one slightly more.
Okay, that's interesting. What do you think that is?
It's actually slightly more singing. Okay. Like, he's not actually singing, is he? But
as close as he gets.
It's closer to singing as opposed to sort of shouting. I just quite like the bit, Dolly Parton. I did dope. If you want to catch us, you need a rod and a line. Water is flowing down the mountain, but a tree is blocking. Yeah, I could imagine singing to this one in a kind of ironic kind of way.
I should point out, listeners, that Kirsty is now bopping around on her chair to this one.
Yeah, slightly, yeah. Well, I said I'd get with the spirit of it, didn't I?
Rob Barbato, who plays bass on this, is one of the ex-members who's been kind enough to do a contribution to the show recently. And seems to be a very nice gentleman.
Water's flowing. Down the mountain. Yeah, one of those that actually, if you played it enough times, I could possibly...
Okay.
I wouldn't say I liked it, but I would become familiar with it. There's slightly more... Yeah, this is a bit more accessible again, in a way, I think.
Okay. So, looking at the
Don't get excited.
Looking at the four that you had then, could you is that now your favourite because you heard it last?
No. I think that one's kind of like one that I just have on in the background and find myself singing, whether I liked it or not. I guess 2x4 and Free Range, I would kind of possibly at a push dance to, yeah. Whereas that one, I just sort of bop around.
It's interesting that you evaluate stuff by whether you dance to it, which is...
I don't.
No. Not sense the only way you evaluate, but it's one of your evaluations, and that's not something I would ever evaluate at all. Because listeners, I do not dance.
Should we talk about our wedding day?
No. Well, I danced, and that's the first time I danced in about 20 years, and probably be the last time.
But you told me you weren't going to dance, didn't you?
I did, and I said that when we what's the word when you reaffirm your vows?
Renew
your vows. Yeah, when we do that for our 20th anniversary, I'll dance again then.
But you actually surprised me on the day.
I did.
I didn't know quite who I was going to dance with. Was it Helen or something, best friend or something instead?
Anyway, right. So last song. So we're going to the last lineup of the fall. You know, they actually had a very steady lineup for the last 10 years with Kira Melling, Pete Greenway, and Dave Spurr.
Did it become a bit boring then? Because half the excitement was who was in, who was out.
No, I mean, Eleanor left at some point, and there was a young guy on keyboards who got drafted at the end. But by and large, it was steady. But it was almost like a father-son relationship between him and the three, I think. And of course, they're still going as Imperial Wax, so I'm going to see in Manchester in October with Chris and Dan, which I'm very much looking forward to. But anyway, so this is this lineup, and this is a song called Berry.
Actually, yeah, I'm wondering why I've been so... Why have you not played me these ones before?
Well, I have, but I play all of them. There's over 500 songs. You only hear different ones from time to time.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And I did choose 5 fairly accessible ones quite deliberately.
Is there a frog or a pig in the background of this one?
Yes. Yeah, I know what you mean. There is a slight sort of oinky noise.
Oinky or rubberty noise, yeah.
What?
Rubberty.
Rubberty?
Rubberty. Like a
frog.
You mean
like a frog? Okay. Ribbity.
Ribbity.
I'm not sure that's a word.
It's anyway, now.
What do we think to the song?
See, the thing to me is, I know the songs are different, but I tend to hear them a bit more as all the same. But, yeah.
Although you did say when we got to Free Range that this sounds different.
Yeah, maybe I'm starting to get my full fill.
Well, I did think 5 songs would probably be your limit.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you've only got a minute and a half left to play.
Okay, I can do this. You know, it's okay. But again, probably could get on board more with the actual
Without
music.
The vocals.
Yeah. And that's the whole thing, isn't it? Because that's kind of the unique thing, is that he was who he was. And he's from Bury. Did you know? Is he actually?
Well, he's from Prescott.
But he did just say that, didn't he?
Well, he might be sitting in the town.
Okay.
And is he not saying, I'm not from Bury?
Oh, I don't know. Have to listen more intently. Yeah. So, well, you know, you said about dancing, that's one of the ways I would rate a song. Would it make me get up, want to leave my chair and get up if we were in a suitable dancing venue? The other one for me is getting really attached to kind of lyrics and meaning and melody. So...
Well, lyrics with meaning and melody are not necessarily in the right place.
No, so that's probably why I focused on this evening, would I get up and dance to it? Because I don't connect with kind of the... I suppose for me, like, I listen to music if it speaks to me, like, lyrically, and says things of emotions that I might have felt or whatever, or melodically is kind of pleasing to me. And then sometimes they all come together. But with The Fall, I think... I think I'm reduced to "Would I Dance to It."
Well, you've got to the end of it, so well done for that.
Have a glass of wine now.
Although it was only 18 minutes and 8 seconds of music, so it wasn't exactly made you listen to an opera or anything.
Did feel a bit of an eternity.
So, Carl, I'm going to try and pin you down there. Which was your favourite and which was your least favourite?
Okay, so Totally Wired, I just am the one that I'm most familiar with, and therefore, you know, by my kind of slightly weird way of saying I like this one, I wouldn't actually say I like this one, but I'd go, oh, and it'd feel quite familiar and sort of nice, and I'd connect it with you.
Can I just point out you called a fall song nice?
I've
got it on tape now.
Well, it's probably just because of the connection to you, to be honest. Like, I wouldn't...
Okay, that's a nice out, well done.
Yeah, I wouldn't have liked it as a standalone song if it wasn't connected to you in any way.
So come on, if I was going to force you to listen to one of them again now, which I'm not going to, which one?
One that I could imagine me dancing in a festival with a cup of cider with my mate shouting.
A cup of cider, that's interesting.
Well, that's how you do it, isn't
it? I'm not much of a festival girl, but I don't think you're given cups.
You are given cups.
Well, you're giving glasses.
Anyway, no, you're not giving glasses.
Well, not glasses. But anyway, let's not get diverted.
Okay. 2x4 or free range.
Okay. And least favourite?
Bury.
Okay. That's interesting. Well, probably the overall majority of Fall fans would go for that era as their least favourite, although it's amongst my favourites. So there you go. But I'm just contrary, as you know.
Yeah, well, we know that.
Well, okay. Well, that's been really enjoyable. I really enjoyed doing that with you.
Have you enjoyed it more than me?
No, I think we both enjoyed it. And I think at some point in the future we should do it again with a different five. Perhaps five more challenging ones for
you. Oh, really?
Well, I'll ask people to sort of message me and post on Twitter and Facebook to see if they'd really like you to hear five challenging ones. Should I give her Ibis Afro Man or Hurricane Edward, for example? I'm sure we'd all love to hear the results.
Yeah. I think I've been quite kind.
You have, yes. Well, you're a genuinely and naturally kind person, aren't you?
Yeah, because you know my usual stock response.
In all fairness is how you begin most sentences.
And with The Fall, it's, in all fairness, it's a bit shit.
Yes. I should point out, and I'll probably put this in at the beginning, that my wife has described The Fall on many occasions as the worst band ever.
Oh, I think I just do that for a bit of a laugh between us, don't
you?
I,
do,
really?
You do. I did point out that I was playing a song, and in fact, I mentioned this on one of the podcasts I appeared on, that I was playing a song by prog band Van de Graaff Generator, which you came down and said, "What is this shit? This is even worse than The Fall."
Yeah, I mean, you do play some stuff.
So, Peter Hamill, if you're listening, I'm sure you'd be really impressed with my wife's opinion.
Oh, I feel... See, I don't like to not be nice to people. I feel bad now.
I think the chances of Peter Hamill listening to this are fairly slim.
Or anybody that, you know, I don't like criticising at all. But there's stuff you like.
Yeah.
And there's stuff you don't. And the stuff that you kind of put up with in the background of our lives for the last however many years.
I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired. I'm totally wired.
Can you say?
Totally wired.
So I've mentioned you on the blog several times, normally being very negative about The Fall, calling them the worst band ever, or, you know, my wife said this about this song. So what is it that you know, that really doesn't push your buttons with The Fall?
Okay, well, I am only joking, by the way, when I say it's the worst band ever. It's become quite a nice running joke between us, hasn't it? But I suppose for me, I listen to music for a variety of reasons, as I should imagine most people do. I either am really drawn to, like, the lyrics and the melody. of a song and feeling the emotions of a song. So either particularly happy songs or times in my life where things haven't been so good and the artist has said things and sung things in a way that have really connected to me. So that's one reason why I really love music. The other reason is just feeling really uplifted or wanting to actually dance to it. Like if I hear a really good tune, I want to get up on the dance floor or even on the kitchen floor or office or wherever it might be. And I actually feel a physical kind of, you know, physically compelled to move my body because I really like the beat and the rhythm of something. So with the fall, it's quite often a strange rhythm and not one that's easily kind of just kind of connected with lyrically and melodically.
what was that noise you just made?
Computer says no. But having said that, I guess of all of the things, the only kind of saving grace, can I say that, is possibly that there is a rhythm and something that...
Well, rhythm is very important to the fall. I mean,
yeah,
repetition, repetition, repetition. The three R's.
Yeah, that's fine rhythmically when that... Which is weird though, isn't it? Because if you listen to half the songs I listen to, you probably think they're really repetitive. But it's if it's a lyric and a melody I like, then I like to hear it again. If it's something I can't quite connect with, then I switch off. So I guess that's
actually
quite it.
I got told off one of the podcasts I appeared on. I appeared to suggest that Kirsty only likes things like Happy by Pharrell Williams and...
Yes, I was really cross about that.
What's the Ceiling Can't Hold Us one? What's that?
Macklemore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's not all she likes. You do like other things like Ben Howard, for example.
Yeah,
you
know? I love moody stuff. I love Elbow, you know.
Yeah, so she doesn't just like banal pop songs.
I don't, but I will criticise you for
that. If we're talking about Pharrell Williams' Happy as a banal pop song, I think the listeners that I'm going to get are going to be on my side.
Yeah, probably. But does it make me feel cheerful? Yes. Does it make me want to get up and dance? Yes. Does it make me want to sing and feel good about life?
Yes. Does it make me want to drive a screwdriver into my ear? Yes.
Yeah, probably.
Radio show.